Okay, good morning. I'm Crystal Robertson. I'm representing the Louisiana Department of Health, the Office of Public Health. And my project work was to develop an implementation plan on how to apply action to our state health improvement plan. And in order to better address the complex issues that surround health and well-being, we took a collective impact approach. So everybody, we're all familiar with this graphic or something similar, but of course I want to point out here that simply having medical care is not the only factor, and in fact the conditions in which people are born, grow, live, work, and age make up 60% of our health and well-being. So the takeaway here being that we need to develop health promotion strategies that reach beyond individual services into the community to influence living and working conditions that are usually the strongest determinants of whether people are healthy or sick in the first place. So this is just a list of some social determinants of health by category. And when these circumstances are combined with a wider set of forces, such as economics, social policies, and politics, every aspect of the government and economics can affect health and health equity. So I believe if you choose to use these measures to determine health, I believe that these sectors should also have a seat at your table. So building collective impact, you can think of collective impact as building muscle on collaboration. It takes it one step further to create a community that is intentional about its approach and solving problems and doing that together. So multi-sector engagement is key and community engagement is key. And why is that? Because you want to be able to identify your value-added returns. And when you engage your community, you want to be able to identify those populations that have the highest need, and your community is going to be the only way to do that. So you have to have that community buy-in. And when you identify populations in the most need, this is where your value lies, and this is where you're going to get the most return on investment in terms of health outcomes and long-term success. So by involving your community, of course, you're going to get buy-in, you're going to get that engagement, and you're going to create a culture of trust between and with your partnerships. Establishing a culture of trust is actually really important, especially when you have a diverse set of partners as well. So collective impact, there's five conditions for collective impact, and that is having a common agenda, shared measurement, mutually reinforcing activities, continuous communication, and a backbone support organization. So we're basically moving away from the traditional isolated ways that we address communities and into not just a coordinated impact, but having everyone go towards that same common agenda. So taking this collective impact and applying it to the Louisiana State Health Improvement Plan, we needed a broad combination of partners to agree to monitor the same things, to hold each other accountable, and create activities that were mutually reinforcing to better inform and integrate decisions leading towards health and health equity. Basically, because the Office of Public Health owns the State Health Improvement Plan, we were by default the backbone organization, but we also felt like we had limited resources, and especially as far as securing new funding sources for this project. So we also added in Louisiana Public Health Institute as our backbone organization, and we came into a formal agreement with them. One thing I do want to point out that collective impact doesn't really get into too much detail about, and that is partnerships. And so there's five conditions for collective impact, but community buy-in, community partnership, community capacity is your most important aspect. This is a collective approach, so you have to have that buy-in. So you want to go out and seek those that are already doing the work in your community. For me, this was state, regional, parish, and communities. And you can't be afraid to set up those cold calls. be ready to explain how these businesses or organizations' work affects health. And reach out to those non-traditional partners because they can help you drill down into the social determinants. Actually, everyone I cold called, whether they knew it or not, we're already addressing health in some way. So the common agenda here is our state health improvement plan. There's five priorities: behavioral health, healthy lifestyles, access to health care, economic development, and public health infrastructure. So how do you engage those non-traditional partners? Well, you want to speak in their language. You need to be able to meet with them and share your initiative. And then listen to what they have to say. Listen to their perspectives. What are they involved with now? What do they need? And the next thing I do is I try to tailor the work that we are doing to their strategic plan and goals. And I try to craft a proposition that reflects value to engage those partners. And if that is data sharing, then the value of data sharing is that return on investment. That's what they see. You have to be able to answer the question, what is in it for them? How can you align? So for shared measurement and accountability, this is one where you're going to have to really dig down and look into the targeted indicators that are going to align with your vision. When you're looking at new data, ask yourself, is it standardized? Is it comprehensive? Where does the granularity need to be? Do you have that granularity? And is it even worth the effort? You could possibly use a proxy instead. So also look at what other sectors are using as their indicators, and how do those common elements, how can they be integrated into your vision? So for the mutually reinforcing activities, these follow behind four basic groups. And for me, there's the steering committee, which is the state advisory board, and they basically provide oversight and set the strategic direction. The working groups, and for those, I have priority work groups, and then I also have regional work groups. And then the backbone support, of course, we already have talked about. It's a dedicated team. It provides the structure to coordinate the collective impact. And then you have the community engagement, your community level. This is going to look more like a working machine as you move along the path towards collective impact. And so for our continuous communication and evaluation, this is kind of the framework that we use, and you can see that the state advisory board is on top, then we've got the regional groups, and then down to the healthy community coalitions. And I wish I could say that this is a pretty process, but getting started, it's not. It's been very messy and very ADD, but it shows me interest on all levels. So, and we're just agreeing to work together towards the Louisiana State Health Improvement Plan. And we're just not going to get that train out of the station until everything is on point. We have that shared measurement, and we need to get that on the state level first. So some of the accomplishments we've made, I have made the state advisory board. I've got 10 sectors representing 13 organizations. We've got online behavioral health portal, online surveillance system on opioids. We're influencing policy change on things like tobacco and obesity. Of course, Medicaid expansion and the many regional health summits across the state that have multi-sector involvement. The main thing I want to say is, as far as conclusions, these federal agencies really are increasingly capturing social determinants of health as critical to success for value-based payment systems, and that's because they've been looking at these accountable care organizations and their efforts towards high-cost, high-need populations. So basically, if you follow the money, and that's where those high-need, high-cost populations are, where are your economically and socially disadvantaged populations? That's where your target needs to be. That's where you're going to see your return on investment, and that's where you're going to be able to engage those non-traditional partners so that they can see an effect also. I would like to thank my colleagues, and if you have any questions, I'd love to hear from you. Great. Thank you. Thank you.